The incident of the sack detonating on me in the mailroom quickly made waves across the U.S. Department of Prominence, taking center stage on CNN and various local news outlets in the Washington, D.C. region. As I contemplated how to turn this unforeseen circumstance to my advantage, a mysterious government official unexpectedly appeared and granted my request. The mailroom was packed with individuals from the building, all curious to learn what had happened and who had been affected by the explosion. I was enveloped by a crowd that included security personnel, reporters, global travel executives, and high-ranking government officials. I remained vigilant and responsive, ready to communicate effectively with all parties involved. Amidst the crowd's ongoing curiosity, I noticed a mysterious government official making his way into the mailroom and spoke with my supervisor. Accompanied by security personnel and other officials, his presence commanded attention. He was a well-dressed, attractive, middle-aged man, and I couldn't help but be intrigued by his identity. I became aware that he was watching me closely. As the mysterious government official approached me, the crowd surrounding me dispersed, leaving us alone at my desk. With no one within earshot, he subtly inquired if there was anything he could assist me with. Sensing a golden opportunity, I boldly expressed my desire to become a global traveler. He promised to look into it and expressed his relief at seeing me in good health and spirits. After our brief interaction, the mysterious official departed the mailroom, accompanied by his entourage and security personnel. Following the departure of the mysterious government official, I hurried to my supervisor, eager to learn more about his identity. To my surprise, my supervisor disclosed that he was the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Prominence, a figure of significant influence and authority. My boss, filled with curiosity, asked me about my conversation with the Deputy Secretary, to which I simply mentioned that he had inquired about my well-being. I made a deliberate choice to keep the specifics of our conversation confidential, understanding that some matters are best left undisclosed. When I walked into the mailroom the following day, a palpable sense of intrigue washed over me as I spotted an exquisitely designed envelope placed on my desk, my name elegantly inscribed in calligraphy. Inside, the letter read, "We are pleased to inform you that you have been reassigned to serve as a global traveler for the U.S. Department of Prominence for 2 years. Training for this position will begin in 1 week at our institute in Arlington, Virginia." A surge of joy flooded through me as I finished reading the letter. Then came the chorus of dissent from my mailroom colleagues. They harshly criticized my decision to accept the position as a global traveler instead of pursuing legal action for monetary compensation. If I decided to pursue a lawsuit for financial restitution, I was aware that I would be up against a formidable team of high-powered attorneys from a strong federal government agency. They would likely demonstrate that, apart from a bruised thigh, I was in good mental and physical health following the sack explosion. Additionally, as a young woman eager to see the world, with no children or spouse tying me down, I couldn't see any reason not to let the government fund my official business travel around the globe. You've been listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries. New stories arrive daily, except Sundays, my rest day. Until then, stay inspired.